Rick Emerson Show. Dennis Pitzenbacher. What do you think Dennis Pitzenbacher's IQ is? According to the test.
154.
He says, I have 154 and I'm a total retard. I still cannot match my own clothes. Dennis. All right.
I'm so jealous of the car Dennis is driving. I want that Toyota Yaris.
What is he driving? What is a Yaris?
It's just like the small, little, adorable, round car. That's way out of my price range, but...
Adorable little round car?
Yeah, it looks like a little futuristic, little future mobile.
I gotta see it. Are you getting a new car?
I don't know.
The saddest shrug.
I know.
When is that girl going to court
and
hit your car?
She's delaying court, so she's delayed it 3 times now. She can only do it 6, so it looks like I might be going to court in January.
Jesus. All right. Good thing they're getting right on that.
Mm-hmm.
Real quickly here. Rick, you know Delana will appear in Maxim or FHM, but it won't be solo. One of those magazines will do a Girls of Rockstar thing. Patrice, skimpy cowgirl outfit. Zaira, Brazilian carnival outfit. Storm, too busy with a real job to pose. And Delana getting a tramp stamp tattoo on her back, turning to the camera and covering her freakishly crooked nipples. Oh, okay. Let's. All right, thank you. The lesson is read ahead. God. Hello, Jim Roop. Save me. Hello there. Hello. How are you, sir?
I'm well. Thank you very much.
Oh, good God almighty. How's life in Southern California, my friend?
You know, it's moist out here today, and don't you love it moist?
Hold on. I wasn't prepared for the... All right. So I didn't know I had to have Ed McCarthy.
Meaning it's cooler.
Ed McCarthy queued up there. Yeah, okay. Well, you got that... what is it? You got that another El Nino thing, whatever that is?
Yes, sir. The temperature at the equatorial Pacific has raised 1 to 3 degrees, which means that cooler phenomenon, or that warm phenomenon that we call El Nino, has risen once again, which means, too, that in the east it'll be a wetter winter, and in the west it'll be a drier winter.
You don't really know what you're talking about. Are you just reading this off a whiteboard somewhere?
No, that's what every 8 years I give that particular line, because that's how cyclical this thing is.
That's how totally and completely uninteresting this is. You've committed it to memory. You know, can I just tell you this? Here's the thing that CNN does, and I understand that you are not to blame for this. But we get this, as I've noted many times, a CNN prep sheet that comes over in the morning where it says who's available, what they're talking about, blah, 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 blah. And then they always do this thing at the bottom where they tease a lot of really interesting stories that then they have no one talking about. So it's sort of like a bait and switch, like when you go and they say, look, we were selling car stereos for $4, and then you go there and those are all gone.
Give me an example.
Here we go. Listen to this. And the best part is these stories are actually identified as being the most popular stories on CNN right now, and yet the ones that no one is talking about. It says, what stories are people looking at? What stories are your listeners, and that's listeners, by the way, with an apostrophe for no real reason. What stories are your listeners looking at online? Here are the most popular stories on CNN. LaFave says, sex with boy was bad choice. And then there's like no one talking about it. Police probe.
Well, enough said, I think.
But you know who this is?
Here, back to you.
Do you know who this is? That Deborah LaFave woman?
Yes.
Man, the like, hottest teacher who's ever gone to jail. And then below that, police probe Anna Nicole Smith's son's death. Police kill gunman after shooting. So these are, by CNN's own estimation, the most popular stories, and yet I can count on zero fingers the number of people who are talking about these. I'm not complaining. I'm just saying it is odd.
You mean who are talking about it on your show?
Yeah, oh no, who are available to talk about it anywhere.
Have you asked?
Well, no, I haven't, because they yell at us.
So you have to call and say, who do you have that's talking on Anna Nicole Smith's son?
Now, would that work, do you suppose?
Yeah, I'm sure I would imagine that's how it works.
This is like some sort of this is like when there's a store and there's a secret discount that you have to ask for. That they won't, like...
Well, if there's not a name attached to a particular slug line, then, yeah, you need to ask, who's working on this and how do we get them?
I just sort of...
As well, you wind up getting a TV guy on some of these things.
I sort of... That's how Jeffrey Toobin can come and grace the airwaves. I always assumed that if it wasn't listed, that it was a thing that we would be smacked around for asking about.
No. Gosh, no. We're your network. We would not be a network if it were not for you.
God bless you, Jim Roop. Oh, God. And I mean, and this is... I know this is your favorite, so I know you love getting up in the morning and knowing you get to talk about John Mark Carr some more. Here's the thing, and here's why I'm talking about this. Somebody, I forget who, and I hate to do that, but I do forget where I read this, but somebody said, some, it wasn't a blog, but it was like an online news thing. They said they heard that this guy, this idiot who gained everybody's attention for a while because he was saying that he killed JonBenet Ramsey, and obviously it was just a nutcase. First of all, he's going back, he's on trial for what, for kiddie porn charges? Is that the thing?
Possessing child pornography.
Yes. Possessing. And somebody said that they heard that there were already there was already some kind of a book deal being dangled in front of that guy.
Really?
Under the theory that he was just so nutty and insane that people would want to read it because he was clearly just like a lunatic.
You know, if there's a smart prosecutor in Sonoma County, I hope that they're the ones that are on this case, because if the defense tries at all to say, you know, he's not in complete possession of his faculties, he, you know, doesn't know what he's talking about, he's kind of loony, or any sort of incompetency defense. While he was here in Southern California, the lawyers that were involved here said that he is driving this bus. He knows what he's doing.
Right.
He is not an idiot. He is a smart man. So I don't know how anybody could say this guy's nutty. I think he's very smart. I think he avoided the authorities in Thailand. Because you can get caned in public without even being convicted in Thailand. I think he was nervous because he was caught diddling in Thailand. And now he figured out a way to get himself back here to deal with a kinder and gentler justice system, that being the American justice system. And if he keeps screwing around with it, he's going to wind up, you know, a slap on the wrist and have to register as a sex offender and wear an ankle bracelet, an ankle bracelet, but no big deal.
An ankle bracelet.
Officer, but no big deal.
The thing about this guy, he's the creepiest because he's not covered in tattoos and piercings and holding a riding crop. He's so creepy to me because he does look like a guy who might be working at the DMV. That really is what's so... And he doesn't look like he'd last long in prison anyway. He does seem like the white meat. You know, he seems like the soft underbelly type that would probably get taken care of pretty quickly. So I'd like to think that, that's what they can do. That's how you can balance the budget down there. Just make a John Mark Carr reality show where you just strap a camera to him, drop him into prison, and then it all kind of works itself out within a week or so.
In two episodes.
That's it really wouldn't be a series. It would just be like a mini movie of the week.
It would be just a pilot. Somebody pick it up because it'd be a...
Really? That's true. It's a one-shot.
That would be it. It would be a special. You have to make it pay-per-view or you're not going to make any money.
Exactly. Hey, and as quick, before we let you go, and I know you talked about this a couple weeks ago, but somebody asked me a question about this O.J. Simpson thing after the fact, and I didn't have an answer. And we had this story a couple weeks ago, Fred Goldman... petition for and then was awarded. In other words, that if O.J. Simpson makes any money on his name, that it goes to Fred Goldman, right?
The hearing hasn't happened for that yet.
Okay.
The hearing is October 17th.
But the person asked me and I didn't know, is it just that if O.J. does it, Fred Goldman makes the money, or is it that O.J. actually has to have Fred Goldman's permission to do it in the first place?
Those are questions that could not be answered because the hearing hasn't happened yet.
Okay, all right.
Whoever approaches O.J. Simpson for anything, Fred Goldman has to be at that table because Fred Goldman gets it first until his debt, that $30 million, right. $8 million is paid. Then O.J. can have his money.
Somebody was speculating that actually if Goldman won this, that he could actually just preemptively, though, then prohibit O.J. from just doing anything at all, period.
Well, Goldman says, look, if I can take the most precious thing O.J. has, which is himself, away from him,
right.
He's won.
This country.
That's interesting. I can't wait to see what the judge does on that one, because that if a judge denies that particular motion, that petition, I will be surprised, because it's ingenious.
No, it really is. It's one of those things that would never really occur to you until somebody does it, so... all right, my friend. Hey, do you know what your IQ is by any chance? We're taking a poll of everybody today.
A long time, it was 150-something.
Everybody we know is brilliant. That's fantastic.
Well, that's not brilliant. I mean, that's pretty good, but it's not brilliant.
No, it is. Somebody sent me the breakout here. Let's see. Ba-ba-ba-ba. It's that, okay.
This was in college when I still had a few brain cells left, though.
100 is normal. Anything between 90 and 110 is normal. Impaired or retarded is anything below 70. Above 120 is superior, and above 130 is gifted.
See, I don't believe that.
No, it's...
I'm nowhere near gifted.
I'm just saying that apparently we are surrounded by nothing but the very cream of the crop.
That it must be 15 and someone added a zero by mistake.
I don't know. It's we found out that Sarah and I are the two people on the show who haven't, though, and our intern as well. So, all right.
What are you? What's your IQ?
I know. I've never been tested. I have
never had an IQ test.
Never had an IQ test?
That's very interesting.
I never took... How long does it take you to do? Is it like a five-hour test?
Yeah, it took a long time.
Yeah, they lock you in...
like 2.5, 3 hours.
Yeah, they lock you in a room or something. All right.
There was no lock, and I could mentally open the door, which was...
you could see the wavy lines on the piece of paper even when it wasn't being shown to you. All right.
I answered the questions from across the Pacific.
Fantastic. All right, Jim Roop in Los Angeles. Enjoy your day. We'll talk to you soon, brother man.
Thank you, sir.
There you go. There you go. Jim Roop in Los Angeles, CNN radio correspondent. Damn, this show is zipping by quickly, and there's so much we haven't gotten to, and I know that I say that, but and we have to break. Tim Riley, what are you going to grace us with when we come back on the other side of this break?
I'm going to read some news stories. Oh, one in particular?
Thanks for that tease, Tim. Back after this, it's 503-733-2970. That's an IQ at work. 503, he has to speak down to my level because of my relatively minor IQ.
No, it isn't that way at all.
Uh-huh. That's okay. You don't need to gild the lily for me, Tim. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Ronnie James Dio! Back after this on the Rick Emerson Show. It's no hell in a handbasket. Sarah Bell calls it. All right, it's the Rick Emerson Show. Max E. Melt. Well, I've noted before the best part, I mean, the best and worst part about that is having to pretend you're not talking to somebody whose name is Jimmy Chunga. Just having to say it with a straight face, as though it's not absurd.
His on-air name really is Jimmy Chunga?
No, yeah. That's his real name.
He's the second one I've worked with, by the way. In Salt Lake, there's a Jimmy Chunga. Yeah.
There used to be lots of U-turn Laverne's.
No, there are a lot of U-turn Laverne's. There's a lot of U-turn something, wrong way something, eye in the sky. There's, well, you know, like there was a, what's his name? When Clyde was doing traffic over he was Clyde, but the guy in the helicopter, I believe the guy in the helicopter changed his name to something Bonnie, so it was Bonnie and Clyde. Radio stupid. All right. It's 503-733-2970. All radio that is except for the Ministry of Truth with Tim Riley.
And now, from the Ministry of Truth, this is Tim Riley.
It's a humiliating defeat. A rebellious Senate committee defied the president this afternoon. And, they threw his bill out that he wanted. This is this terrorism thing. And what the president wanted to do was to do away with Article 3 of the Geneva Convention, which would have prohibited all kinds of mutilation, cruel treatment and torture of prisoners, outrages upon personal dignity, humiliating and degrading treatment. Because we need to get rid of that so we can keep having freedom here at home.
Did you see the guy who made the little golden book? Did you ever get that?
Yeah.
The little golden book of torture and interrogation.
That is true.
I think one of our listeners who made that. It's fantastic. You can see that at rickemerson.com, by the way.
Meanwhile, Kim Jong-il is really ill this time. His health is deteriorated and can no longer walk by himself. Apparently, they don't even have a stick there for him to lean on. That they're so poor. He's long suffered from diabetes, kidney, and liver problems, and now has difficulty walking.
Doesn't he seem like the kind of guy who would just have taken a new kidney from, like, somebody in a village somewhere?
I would think so.
That would have been like, you give kidney for glorious ruler.
Give me your rickshaw.
I think it was Smokey who talked about Kim Jong-il. Well, no, that was... Was that China that Smokey had gone to? It was some place, Asian country where democracy was not necessarily flourishing. And it might have actually been North Korea, though. I forget. And I'm still doing the stupid, ugly American thing of not knowing which Asian country it was. But it was something where he talked about how if you asked anybody in the street what the weather was going to be like that day, like, well, what?
Glorious.
It was the same stock answer. It will be glorious and, you know, beautiful, as the leader decrees. And it was like they all said exactly the same phrase about the weather, so.
I mean, and he wears a members-only jacket And a cheap pair of sunglasses.
And he's got a huge porn collection. That's the other thing about that guy. You always find this out about these leaders. They've all got a gigantic collection of porn. And the rumor about him is that he's such a film freak that he's got an underground vault, like cut out of granite or something, where there's like, he's got 8,000 different movies stored, and then a huge whole separate wing of it in which he just keeps his smut.
Well, thank goodness we live in America, and the State Fair of Oklahoma is now on its second day. One of the biggest things that is going on here is the retina scanning for the kids. Yes, it's something new to safeguard the children of Oklahoma. And the Sheriff's Department spokesman, Mark Meyer, said there are rules for parents to follow to have their retina scanned.
Parents or guardians must accompany children who are going to use the system because we need to get some information from the parents. Also, while we're at the state fair, we will only be enrolling children ages 6 years and older.
I don't understand anything about this story. What? First of all, why would you let anybody in Oklahoma near any piece of equipment that touched part of your body? Second of all, what the hell? Third of all, huh? I don't understand.
If children are kidnapped or lost, their retinas can be scanned to send them home safely. It's a new technology, only being tested in Oklahoma.
Whatever happened to just asking the kid what its name is? What's your name? Johnny? There you go.
Well, their old name, you know, Billy Paul or Peggy Sue. What help would that be?
They're scanning
a banjo with two teeth?
They're scanning the eyeballs of children at the Oklahoma State Fair.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to get Smokey's attention. Well, can you come over here? Yeah. Do you have a second? All right.
And you may want to reload that deck because I put some new ones in during the last break.
All right, okay. So they're scanning the eyeballs of children in Oklahoma for some...
Well, it's a new technology that can help parents locate their children like they want to do that.
Yeah. Let's see.
This is cutting-edge technology from Oklahoma.
Okay.
It's being offered for just 5 days at the Oklahoma State Fair.
Cutting-edge technology for Oklahoma. Next, they'll have one of those... never mind.
Yeah.
They're going to make an outhouse joke, but you know what? It's beneath me. Hey, Smokey, let me ask you this. Smokey from our sister station, 98.7 KUPL, the biggest hits, the biggest stars.
Yes.
Is it you that had gone to, was it North Korea, where the weather was always glorious because the leader had decreed it? What was that story you told me?
Oh, Dan Rather. I saw him interviewed on Larry King a month or so ago, and he was saying that it was very disconcerting. Because after, what they were talking about was they didn't have much access to people, but when they did, they all responded the same way. How are you doing? And they'd say, our glorious leader says it's going to be a beautiful day.
That's fantastic.
Oh, he says after you hear this from every single person you meet over 5 or 6 days, it's very disconcerting.
No, it is. You know what's also disconcerting is how every day your hair continues to look flawless.
Wonderful,
even though you're putting those headphones on and off.
Oh,
like
yeah. Hold
times.
On. I'll be right back.
All right.
And they're off the air.
We do that every time.
Hold on. Let me get rid of the silence that's going on over the air at KUPL.
Sirens are going off. Strobe lights.
Fantastic. All right, good times. All right, here's Tim Riley. I've got this soundboard.
All right. Well, let's move along here. Beginning almost immediately, Alabama's Christian Coalition will now be known as the Christian Action Alabama for some reason. They campaigned in Alabama in support of the governor's billion-dollar tax package, and now they don't like it.
That's
number two.
We were not supporting that tax increase. And, of course, then, you know, over time, our national organization has been drifting to the left on issues.
That's drifting to the left on issues. Yes, Christian Action Alabama President John Giles says move is underway nationally to fragment the Christian vote.
After the 2004 presidential election, we knew that there's going to be a gold rush on the Christian vote to divide Christians, not unite Christians. So we're going to be in the business of uniting conservative Christians around these issues.
All right.
This is, it's just like listening to some mashup of every speech they've given over the last 5 years.
Well, gang girls are on the rise in L.A. Gang experts in L.A. say they are seeing a new trend of women who are assuming more leadership roles in gangs. U.S. Attorney Bruce Reardon said the trend is spreading across this great nation.
Substantive leadership roles, not the leadership, not the very top, but they do make decisions. They're granted a great deal of respect on the street. And that respect sometimes grows into a level of authority that does resemble decision-making, does resemble operational leadership.
I think I speak for everyone.
Glass ceiling in the gang business.
No, their small, undersized brains function more effectively in such an environment.
These gang leaders have what he called a lot of juice and often act as a silent partner.
All right, there you go. By the way, small, undersized. That's a callback, by the way, to a story we had. We never did, by the way, find out a definitive answer on the IQ thing. What is this? O.J. Could somebody be calling about O.J. Simpson for? So we never did get a definitive answer on the IQ thing, but we will do that at some point. Here's Tim Riley.
The United Nations nuclear watchdog has called the U.S. government report on Iran's nuclear program erroneous and misleading. The government's response? What are you going to do about it?
The best part about this, by the way, is how we're simultaneously, to the best of my knowledge, insisting that we should leave the U.N. Every time it's on television, is somebody insisting that we get out of the U.N.,
yes.
That it's pointless, and yet... Isn't our whole thing with France, they're not obeying U.N. sanctions?
Yeah.
Isn't the thing they're not obeying U.N. resolutions, therefore we have to bomb them?
All right, there you go.
I'm just making sure that I have it all down correctly.
Well, a 22-year-old woman was arrested after authorities say she tried to hire someone to kill another woman whose photo appeared on her boyfriend's MySpace webpage.
Yeah.
Heather Michelle Kane booked for investigation of conspiracy to commit murder. She was arrested after she met an undercover Mesa, Arizona police detective at a grocery store, gave the officer $400, and offered to pay an additional $100 after the dirty deed was done.
You can't have somebody killed for $500 now.
Well, you can if you offer another $100 after that.
If you're in Oklahoma.
And probably a corn dog from the convenience store.
Seriously.
And a big gun.
A retinal scan.
The records say Kane gave the undercover police officer photographs taken from her boyfriend's social networking webpage, MySpace, of the woman she wanted killed. She also requested a photo of the woman's dead body.
Oh, so to put it on the My Dead Space. Here's two things. Okay, let's talk about two things here. One, I had this brilliant idea last night at Dante's, and this is not one of those brilliant ideas that you have and then the next day it's crap. This is still today. It's still a great idea. Now, I don't really have the computer ability or time to do this, so somebody else needs to do this. There needs to be some alternate version of MySpace created. Perhaps David Krause or one of our other geeks out there could do this. There needs to be some other sort of MySpace-like site that they create where instead of a friends list, enemies list. That's a great idea. Because think about that My Death Space, right? That's the site that the kids, everybody loves that. It's a great idea. This would be like a MySpace site, but it would be, instead of ranking your friends, you would rank your enemies. And you could probably construct the site so that it, when you logged in, it accessed your MySpace account and could actually just transfer MySpace content over to it. I think that would be popular with high school kids. You know, like the slam book that they used to have in high school where you would pass it around and you would write horrible things about other children. This would be the online equivalent of that. There's big money to be made in pandering.
Yeah, kids don't have enough problems.
Let's give them some more. It's part of growing up.
I was going to say, they're never going to toughen up. Look, you got to get a thick skin somehow. And if there are going to be problems, why can't Rick wet his beak a little bit? That's all I'm saying.
I don't talk about yourself in the third person. It's so creepy.
Rick
thinks it's a great idea.
Rick Emerson loves this. All I'm saying is, why not a little profit then?
But how would you add people as your enemies?
I think. I don't know. I haven't got all the technical details worked out. That's for
a party. Tell them it's Amway.
That's for... Would you like to make more money in just a few hours? That's for better minds and that's for higher IQs. I'm saying friends list, good idea. Enemies list, great idea. And that would be popular with the kids, and they are today's most valuable demographic market. That's all I'm saying. Speaking of MySpace, by the way, this is a good time. We should talk a little bit about our friend, or my friend.
Yeah.
Now, have you added her?
No, not yet.
Okay, here's the thing. So,
I can't add anybody because I'm at 666 right now.
You are 666.
I didn't
friends.
Even realize it. Yeah, I just looked and I was going to add someone else, so I'm leaving it for a while.
I maintained that for a while. I consciously maintained 666 friends because I thought it was bitching. I'm sorry. This sir, you have an idea about the MySpace idea?
Yeah, you should call it DieSpace.
DieSpace.com.
Oh,
you know, enemies, you know, die.
Yeah, okay. Not that we would advocate that.
You
listeners in Montreal especially. No. That's, wait, hold on. Scotty's suggesting that we have to... that would show up almost certainly in a court deposition at some point in the future. Defendant had many pictures on DieSpace. And it would just have X's as the day went through. Yeah. All right. Thank you, sir.
And a bump.
All right, there you go. Pretty sure. DieSpace.com?
Uh-huh.
That's just squatting, though. Is it an actual site, or do they...
No. The goal of Die Space is to inspire thoughts through an online community of free thinkers.
Well, that's stupid.
That's their mission statement.
Yeah, that's... People are their most important asset. Okay. No, but so... So there's this woman, and we probably... Let's not identify her quite yet.
Call her Peggy.
Let's call her Peggy. Why are we calling her Peggy?
Why not?
Okay, just wondering if there's some joke I'm not
in. No, there's no joke. Not everything's a joke here.
The only Peggy I know is...
Peggy Hill?
No, I shouldn't say. There's a Peggy somewhere.
There's a Peggy who works here?
There was a Peggy that worked at...
I remember her at KOTK.
There was a Peggy that worked at KOTK.
Oh, my God. Like, early morning?
Early. And she left pretty soon after we got there.
She only worked there. We had, like, a week of a crossover.
Yeah. I used to use all my A material on her, and I couldn't get anywhere at all. There was just nothing. I just tried to be so charming with her, and it was just a whole lot of, like, mm-hmm. And then she would, like, really angrily check off things on the log and, like, stomp out of the room.
Okay, so
I think she works at Kink now, actually. That's kind of...
These people work in 5 and 6 places within a year.
That's appropriate, actually, in some weird way. She sits there with Rebecca Webb and scowls at things.
And yells at Peter Carlin's wife.
She sniffs a lot angrily in the air and narrows her eyes. Anyway, And we had the complaints from the audience that this subject was useless, that this discussion was useless without pictures. MySpace...
Okay, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, we're opening this whole can of worms that we're never going to have time to resolve because we've only got like 15 minutes left in the show. Even with a 4-hour show, we're never getting to all of this stuff. But...
Okay.
I don't even know where to begin.
Okay,
this
all
is
right.
Such a tangled... I have so many things to say about this.
I have some friend requests. This girl laying on a bed in her underwear asked to be my friend. So I looked at her page... And she has all these asses.
She doesn't have all these asses. There are many photos
are many
of her with
photos.
The one. It's just the one ass.
No, there are many photos of many other people's asses in her top 8. And then there's Rick Emerson.
Yeah.
So I started going through her pictures, which is really weird. So she's all about, like, her quote is, I'll just give some clues. Her quote is hot mama. And, yeah. You know, her occupation is mother and her occupation is high
homemaker.
School.
Yeah, home.
So anyway, she has all these pictures of herself. I'm sorry, she has 6 pictures of herself in her underwear.
Well, let's back
she
up.
She may be a
second.
Stay-at-home mom.
I think she's a stay-on-the-bed mom. Let's back up a bit. What are you waving that at? You're waving a thing angrily at
no,
me.
No, I'm just...
Here's the thing.
I'm waiting to see how you summarize this.
I'm going to go OT, as they say. A little off-topic here. Like many of you, now I get a lot of MySpace requests and because of the show, and it's not because I'm especially popular, but more people, I think, you know, there's a lot of exposure that we get on the show, and so a lot of people
I have
friends.
No friends.
Home!
I don't have one of those.
You very consciously avoided getting a MySpace page, though, and you know what? It's right that you did
well,
that.
Well, I'm too busy. I always have laundry to do at home and, you know,
I'll look
back
at
into the floors and whatnot.
That's exactly the kind of thing that will make people want to hang out with you, too. I want to be his friend. He does lots of laundry. No, I haven't forbidden, but I told Laura not to get one. I didn't tell her she couldn't. No, don't give me, don't roll your eyes.
Yeah, you don't want her thinking on her own.
Well, you take off your shoes!
So you can have, I almost said her name. Well, what?
Don't say her
whatever.
Name.
Whatever. You can have that girl as a friend, and Laura can't even have a profile.
Yeah, she can't look me in the eye either. And she has to ask me for permission before she answers the how are you question. No. I have never told Laura she can't do it, obviously. I would never do that. No, if I tried to tell her that, she would kick me in the crap so fast. I just told her, I said, you know, you're better off not having one. Because of all the stuff we know, if you have a MySpace account, that you obsess over it, you spend a lot of time on it for no reason. And we have MySpace accounts because we're on the air, and it's a great way to let people know what's going on with the show, and, you know, whatever. And I told her, quite frankly, I'm like, you know, if you don't have... a band or something like this show, it's that there really is no point. All it does is just suck time out of your day for no real reason. And here's the other thing is, Laura's got lots of, like, actual real-life friends, you know, that you can touch and see. And I'm like, you know, you have a lot of friends, a lot of people you hang out with. There's no reason. And so it's not that I told her she can't get one, but I've warned her against it. I'm like, you know, if you get it, it's going to consume a lot of your time. And you're not, for no reason. Anyway, blah, blah, blah. But... we all have MySpace accounts here, though, most of us anyway. And the thing is, when you check your inbox and it's like the following people have asked to be your friends, we all do basically the same thing. When someone asks to be your friend, what do? You click and you go look at their profile. Some of the profiles are very obviously, I'm not going to say that they're whores. But no. And I'm not saying that. I'm saying, but sometimes.
Well, leave it to your imagination.
No. I'm not saying that about this woman either. No. But I'm saying you just pay for the time, and then whatever they do. No. But don't you do this, Sarah? When you click on a woman's profile, sometimes you get the feeling that they are.
A MySpace whore,
but just, you have to define what you mean by that, though.
Okay, you mean that it's a friend collector.
It's somebody.
Just like how some bands are, they just add anyone. Like a MySpace girl is just someone who's looking for attention.
Taking in homeless animals.
They just want to be able to say that they have 500,000 friends.
Yep. That's ridiculous.
But it's always women, too. It's bands, too. But when it comes to individuals, it's always women. Mm-hmm. And they want to be able to say, like, I have 178,000 MySpace friends. And it's always women, and they're always in, like, L.A. and Miami.
Or in Florida.
Fake
boobs.
Get a lot
from Florida.
Yeah. Fake boobs, blonde, bleachy hair. And then it's always a lot of sexual, like, the quote is always like, you know, their quote is always like, do me now, you know, or just something retarded. It's a lot like how those personals ads on the whatever it is, the MySpace, is that True or whatever that company is, and the women always look skanky and oily. I know this is a bad way to lead up to this. So there's this girl. She asked to be Sarah's friend, and apparently she is already one of my friends. And you click, you know, you can click on the one photograph, and it shows you all of the photographs she's taken. All of her photographs are her in various states of undress. On the bed. All right, we now enter the saddest part of the broadcast and day final segment of the Rick Emerson Show. I just got to read this.
That would be totally messed up.
We got this email. About that MySpace woman, Leslie says, Rick, the ripped photos sound like an ex-boyfriend who was getting back at her. So it's Leslie's speculation that the boyfriend has a bunch of ripped up photos, put them back together, and made a space for his ex.
That might be, wow, that's pretty vindictive.
We don't have any reason. I don't think that's the case, though.
I mean, wouldn't you think, because usually there's a variety of pictures, and they're all ripped, and they're all of her in various, you know, pieces of underwear.
I don't know. We have to, we'll figure it out. John, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello, sir. John. Going once. Going twice.
Thank you.
All right. Eric, you're on the Rick Emerson Show.
Hey, Rick, what's going on?
What's up?
I want to give you a brief update on this OJ thing.
Yes.
So the thing is, the Goldmans, anything that OJ makes, they get a take except for his house or his NFL pension.
Now, but can they prohibit him from doing stuff, or do they just, I know they get a slice of it, but do they control his name, though, in the sense that they can prohibit him from using his name?
No, if he did anything, they'd make money. What they really want to do is they want to be able to market items. So you can imagine toilet paper with OJ's face on it, or a pair of gloves that don't quite fit.
That makes total sense. No, that does make total sense. All right.
The reason why he's not producing things like books and items is because he won't see any money from it, so why do it?
All right. No,
there you go.
That makes total sense. Thank you, sir.
Yep.
Right, there you go. And finally, let's welcome to the Rick Emerson Show, Mailman Chris. There we go. Thank you. What's up, brother?
Hey, you know, I don't know how much you got through here. Did you get to a Britney watch today?
Yes.
A Britney watch.
No, we didn't.
We did. We got to everything.
No, I think the Britney watch was like one of the last things you guys did, the Britney watch, right?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Oh.
It was the Britney watch.
Thank you.
All right, there you go.
That was as confusing as the hair thing.
Roof. You got to the gym roof. You got to Rockstar Recap. You got to the Darwin Watch. No email. No geek news. No superherostuff.com and no snuff watch.
What? Hello? Hello?
Hey, Rick, you're at 50.
Hello? Okay, no, I'm sorry. We lost him. No, it's too bad we lost him. Oh, that's unfortunate.
Isn't it really nice to hang up on your regular?
I don't know. It's the phone, baby. Okay.
We need to find this girl and see if that's her space or if her boyfriend's just being a total or ex.
It's got to be her, because if it was the boyfriend, it would be a whole lot worse. It would be, if it was the boyfriend.
I don't know. All of her friends are all like hookers, their asses hanging out.
If it was the boyfriend, it would be a lot of like, you know, it would be
a lot more slanderous.
Yeah, it would be more awful. I'm just looking at all these. Rick, this conversation is useless without pictures.
I sent you a picture and I blocked out her eyes.
Okay, we'll put it up tomorrow. Be listening tomorrow. We'll talk more about this. We're going to thank CNN Radio correspondents Lisa Baumgarten, Ed McCarthy, Jim Roop. Tomorrow, Scott Daly from FilmFeverRadio.com. We'll talk about the Black Dahlia. And so forth. Rick Emerson show produced today and every day by the lovely and talented Sarah Stone for AM970 Solid State Radio News Director Tim Riley, Scotty J. More than an intern and the manager of the Rick Emerson office, Dave Zinn. Like us next. Don and Mike at 7. John and Jeff at 11. Stephanie Miller tomorrow at 10. We'll see you in 20 hours, I think. 20? 20, yeah.
Sure.
See y'all tomorrow. Don't let the bachelors grin at you. Listen to me. Bye.